Sometimes overcoming obstacles is a matter of patience. Waiting till the kids grow up to get a college degree is a good example, but sometimes obstacles seem insurmountable until you take a closer look. Here's commentator Alyssa Eli.
Naming no names, a person gets tired of humanity now and then. She wants silence and a reacquaintance with her own thoughts, if any are left. I found a remote mountain loop where there would be very little chance of running into anyone else with a Luna bar and a set of carbon hiking poles. I brought the dog. She was tired of humanity, too. 2 liters of water and the 10 essentials for hiking safety. The day was glorious, with wind and the sounds of nearby water. It was a pleasure to be so far from people. Misery and defeat a few hours in. There was nothing but up. A hard New Hampshire up, with no switchbacks for relief. It dawned on me that we might not make it much farther. The dog had already reached this conclusion. She furrowed her brow and sat. What seemed like an unpassable rock mass appeared in the distance. When we came closer, we could see what it actually was. 4 small boulders. They'd been levered into a set of stairs, fit so tightly together you could see tool marks. Above them were more levered boulders, a second set, and a third flight of steps above that. In the middle of nowhere, someone had built the stairway to heaven. Some crew of strong, sweating, perhaps shirtless workers had carried shovels, levers, and hammer drills all these miles to nowhere, and back again afterwards. They'd jimmied rocks into steps for the benefit of hikers they would never meet. We were anonymous to them. But that made no difference. They knew we'd be coming. Revived, the dog vaulted up. I followed, and from the top, breathing easier, looked down, way down. These stairs were miraculous. People, I thought, are truly marvelous.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist living in Boston.